time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio for our Price City update, I have Miles Nelson with the Price City Public Works Department. You know, we don't want to talk about it, but we've got to talk about it. Snow is right around the corner, and it seems like it sneaks up on us every year. So we wanted to just kind of talk about, you know, removing snow around your home and your driveways, those kinds of things, plus some other housekeeping issues like with what to do with leaves and all of that kind of thing. And we'll talk about some road projects and a little information on the reservoir that they're, you know, looking to find a home for in the area here. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
So let's talk about, the first thing you want to talk about is we wanted to talk about water conservation. And how did Price City do this year?
We did incredible. This is the second year in a row that the citizens have stepped up, and we've averaged over 33% less usage of water the last two seasons. So we're very excited about that. We still have a need for water. We're obviously in a situation that the reservoir is low at Schofield, but we've done our part to do a conservation effort.
And that's all we can do is just keep doing a little bit, you know, just do what we've been doing and we should be just fine, right?
Exactly. We really appreciate the citizens' efforts, because without their help, we couldn't have done it.
Most definitely. And then another thing you always like to come in and talk about this year, because it's happening. It's getting ready to happen in some areas, if it hasn't happened to you already, leaves. And what to do with leaves and all of that good information.
Right. The next few weeks, we're going to be inundated with the leaves falling off the trees on the roadways and in people's properties. And essentially, the responsibility for cleaning the leaves and removing the leaves is upon the residents in the city. The challenge is keeping the leaves out of the gutters and the roadway, because if they get piled in the roadway, they become a road hazard. And also, if they're in the gutters, they become a flood hazard, because we have rainstorms that the leaves plug the storm drain system. So we're asking that they keep the leaves clean from the gutters and the street. They also can call us if they'd like us to pick up their leaves. If they bag them, we will pick them up if they request it. So it's not too complicated. If they'll put a bag them up, we'll come get them.
And very simple, really. Yeah, and the Price City is willing to help out, but you just have to collect them all and get them bagged up and ready to go, and then just give you a call there at Public Works or at City Hall.
Exactly. Well, Public Works, it's the same number.
Oh, okay.
637-5010 is the same number for both. So, yeah, give us a call.
And they'll take care of that. All right, now we get into it. You never know when that first one is going to happen, but let's get out ahead of it and let's talk about snow removal and, you know, who's responsible for cleaning the sidewalks in front of your home. What should you do with the snow? Where should your car be parked? All those kinds of things.
When a snowstorm occurs, our streets department goes into action to remove the snow from the streets, and they have a priority system where they go in and do the most important, the most critical services, like the hospital and the schools and other critical services that gets removed first, so the access to those facilities is secured. But they'll be coming around as well throughout the city as they get through those critical areas first. And when they get to the neighborhoods, it's important that people have moved their cars so we can plow. The rule or the ordinance says that it must be removed within 24 hours. Your vehicle cannot be parked there after 24 hours after a snowstorm. So most people are really good to move them sooner than that, so we can get there and clean their streets. But that's a very important aspect. The shoveling of the driveways is upon the residents as well, and we ask you to remove that within 24 hours to make the sidewalks safer for pedestrians and bicycle traffic. But it's important that we have space to remove that snow off your street, so be sure and move your cars when that snowstorm occurs. We ask people not to push the piles into the street, because they freeze and become road hazards as well.
And I really, what we do at my house is, you know, if you know that there's a chance of snow overnight, just pull your car in the driveway.
Right.
Because you never know when you might get started and you know what, and when they might get started clearing streets and those type of things. So if you know that there's a storm coming that night, just pull your car in your driveway and you're good to go. And so now that we're talking about that kind of information and snow removal and that good stuff, let's talk about the road projects that you guys have had this year.
Sure. Yeah, we're excited. We had some good road projects this year. This last summer, we were able to resurface quite a few roads in town that needed resurfacing. Examples of some of those roads was 600 South, 400 South, 100 East, 300 East, and 400 North. And some of those roads were in poor condition before we resurfaced them. Some were actually in pretty good condition. We do both. We do the poor condition roads to try to keep them together and give them more life. We also, it's an important practice to take care of your good roads too and make sure that they stay good. And that adds 15 to 20 years to a road if we can keep a wear surface on it and add that extra surface. So if those main thoroughfares that we hit were well taken care of this year, and I think a lot of people noticed that we were able to get to a lot of those.
And with that, with the road projects, the other end of that is potholes. There are still some out there. And, you know, a lot of people may, you know, not know what to do. And you guys want to hear about them, do you not?
We do. We appreciate when residents call and give us concerns with potholes because we don't always see every pothole where we drive. If you'll call us and let us know, we'll try to get to them as soon as we can. Yeah, and the roads that were not resurfaced, obviously, they take their toll during the wintertime when the snow comes and the water tends to break up the asphalt a little bit. You're going to have potholes throughout that season. And so anytime we have potholes, we appreciate the calls. Our crews are constantly making passes throughout town, but we may miss some.
You can't be everywhere all the time, really.
Exactly.
And you know, you guys just want to let everybody know when you're driving around, just be extra cautious in your work zones and those kinds of things as well.
Exactly. A lot of times the crews are out there. They have their flashing lights on their vehicle while they're working there. They can't usually set up a whole traffic control section. So please be careful around those and slow down and yield to those traffic zones.
Most definitely. Just be careful and we'll all get through it. There's no worries about that. And finally, you wanted to talk a little bit about this lower elevation reservoir. We've been talking about it for what seems like 10 years or so, but there are steps that are still being taken to find a location, do your due diligence and everything. In fact, you guys just had a big meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago about this, and they're still working on some parts of it, are they not?
They are. We've been in the midst of environmental impact study, an EIS, on the project, which is very significant. As we get through that process, then the project will be either recommended or not recommended, and location will be identified, or the ideal location may be identified as part of that process. It's taking quite a bit of time to get to this point. We're excited to move forward with it, but the process does take a lot of time, and we've been into it about a year and a half now, and we've got probably another year to go to finish the study. What that will do is it will, give us the ideal or most preferred location. It's a couple of the locations they're seriously looking at are our consumers area and also Garley, and those are being studied a little closer to see what's more suitable for a dam site. And so we're working through that process and continuing to move forward.
And there's no question that we need another one. And by lower elevation, you mean lower than what Schofield sits at right now, because once we open, and I think that's, and if I'm wrong here, you can kind of, you know, tell me that I am, but once we open the gates at Schofield, we don't get to retain any of that water for the most part. It just goes all the way downstream. Is that kind of what this is to do too?
A lot of it does. And the challenge is it takes a full day to get it to the irrigators to get their usage of the water. And so there's a lot of waste there in the distance. That's one of the reasons a lower elevation reservoir would be a huge benefit. And there's been people saying, oh, what, how are we going to pay for this? The federal government has a lot of money available for these projects. The EIS costs us nothing right now to do this study, as well as if they go beyond the EIS and decide to design the reservoir, the dam, that will be all paid for 100%. And then when we go to construct is when we have to have a shared portion of 25% of the cost, but that can also be sought after in other funding sources.
So it's not necessarily all going to come out of, you know, the taxpayer's pocket. There's money everywhere. I mean, eventually it does, but it goes to federal government grants and
exactly,
and bonds and those kinds of things.
The local residents won't be taxed heavily to be able to build this reservoir.
All right, and we know that it's important. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us about this. We really appreciate you taking out the time. And once again, if anybody has questions or things that they'd like to talk to you guys about, just give you a call, right? 637-5010, and they'll take care of the rest.
Yep, call us anytime.
All right, we've been speaking with Miles Nelson of the Price City Public Works Department today, talking about getting us ready for fall and winter. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.